what's that relationship like between you guys on the field and both off the field?
With the place kicker and Ryan and everybody?
Yeah.
Ryan and I have known each other since Kansas City, and so we have a great relationship. Our wives are friends, our family are good friends, and so obviously on the field you don't see them as much through meetings and all that because they get out of here a little bit earlier than we do, but it's a fantastic relationship, and obviously we know that we need those guys. They're such an integral part of what we do and the success we have, whether it's Kern, you know, putting us in a great position backing the other team up, or Ryan coming in and kicking those type of field goals.
Is there ever, I mean, sometimes you hear about, you know, kickers, like, oh, well, he's just a kicker. But, I mean, in your experience, is that guy, I mean, really, like, as much a part of a football team as a quarterback or a linebacker or a star running back? Or?
There's no doubt. I mean, considering what they bring to the team and how many points that they score for us and how they put it on the line each and every game when they go out to make those field goals to help us win games. I mean, they're a huge part of this team.
What's it like in your preparation for this week? Because last week, obviously, all signs kind of pointed that you were going to be the guy last week. Now this week, it seems like it's kind of 50-50.
You got to get ready to play. I mean, and I don't know what the situation is going to be as we progress throughout the course of the week, but I've got to get ready to play. I've got to you know, build on what I did last week and really get better, obviously, and a lot of situational down and distances and stuff like that. But, you know, I've got to get ready to play. And, again, I'll leave it up to the coaches and the training staff. They do a great job, and they'll let me know as the week progresses.
Have you noticed, you know, Marcus responding to not being able to play? It's obviously not the first time, you know, this past week. I mean, just coming back from missing the game.
Right. Well, I know Marcus is a competitor, and he wants to be out there each and every snap, and he's going to do whatever he can to be on the field, and he's one of those guys that he's going to work as hard as he possibly can in the training room, and whatever he's got to do to be out there, he's going to try to do for this team.
How does the uncertainty kind of affect practice throughout the week?
You know, you just see it kind of is what it is. You know, it's one of those situations that we have to deal with it. You know, you could say it's adversity, but at the same time, it's kind of that next man up mentality. You gotta work through those distractions. And if it becomes a distraction, that's an issue. But I don't think it will. I think that we just got to go, continue to get better, continue to work on the things that we need to get work on, and become a better team.
What did you see off the film from last week's game that, I mean, you can build off of?
Well, I think, you know, at first when you look at the film, you're just a little bit disappointed in the fact that we put ourselves in some bad situations, you know, and so we had a lot of convertible or reasonable second and short positions, and then we had some penalties for whatever reason, and it put us in some third and long situations, got us out of rhythm a little bit, and then we've got to convert on some third down stuff that we had. But, I mean, it's one of those things where we're in the ball game till the end, and we just got to find a way to win.